Masters of the Sea, Captain of Rome, by John Stack, read by Eamon Riley. Chapter 1.
Battle speed!
The Aquila sprung to life at Atticus's shouted command, the ram-tipped bow of the Roman trireme slicing cleanly through the wave-tops as the galley accelerated to 7 knots, the drum-master's beat commanding the actions of 200 chained slaves, a multitude working as one. The order was repeated on the aft decks of the galleys surrounding the Aquila, and the captain noted with satisfaction that the once inexperienced crews of the ships flanking his own now moved with alacrity and purpose. There were 30 galleys in total, each one based on the new cataphract design, although the Aquila bore subtle differences that set her apart and spoke of her experience. Healed scars from forgotten skirmishes, timbers weathered by 100 storms.
2 points to starboard,
Atticus commanded. Gaius, the helmsman, adjusted the Aquila's trim, lining her up with the centre of the harbour mouth. The Carthaginian-held port town of Thermae was nestled neatly beyond the enfolding headlands that protected the inner waters. Her docks, home to a fleet of enemy galleys and transport ships, their number beyond counting. Atticus moved to the side rail of the aft deck, leaning out to look beyond the Corvus boarding ramp that now dominated the foredeck of the Aquila. He instinctively cursed the unsightly device, its bulk out of place on the otherwise unobstructed foredeck, the arrow-like lines of the galley distorted by the new addition.
"Masthead, report!"
Atticus shouted, his green eyes drawn upwards to the lookout and the figure of Corin standing precariously over the lifting yard 50 feet above. The youngest member of the crew was a fellow Greek from the city of Locri. His eyesight...